Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The subject brought to you by Young's Paint Center. A Northfield man is charged with a felony after officers found hallucinogenic mushrooms in his vehicle. On Tuesday, a Dundas officer was on patrol when he ran the plate of a moving vehicle. Turned out the owner's license was revoked. According to the criminal complaint, 18-year-old William Ryan Daniel Sullivan IV had an array of drug paraphernalia and residue from marijuana, methamphetamine, DMT, a hallucinogen, and a quarter gram of psilocybin mushrooms. Sullivan is charged with fifth-degree drug possession, a felony carrying up to 5 years in prison. His initial court appearance is August 8th. The utility work is done, but are you sure that road is for two-way traffic? That's a question ringing out through downtown Northfield as road work took over Division Street between 6th and 8th Streets, with the road appearing squeezed due to bump outs. Public Works Director Dave Bennett said,
"Yeah, it'll be wide enough for people to get through, but definitely that was one of the main design components in the complete streets and really trying to make it feel tighter in there so people that are traveling through in their vehicles, you know, want to slow down, want to be looking for the pedestrians, shorter pedestrian crossing distances at the intersection, so less exposure to vehicles, which when you're less exposed means increased safety."
That work should be complete in a couple of weeks. They'll then move to 7th Street reconstruction between Water and Washington Mill and Overlay.
So August will start 7th, and they'll also have other crews that'll begin Washington Street in September. So we have a lot of bump outs at the intersection, so similar where we're doing some narrowing, improving crossing distance, improving sight lines for visibility of the pedestrians. Then we have the parking lot improvements also.
Mill and Overlay will take place in the municipal parking lot at Washington and 5th Street. Complete reclamations will be done in the City Hall lot and the lots next to the Grand Event Center and at 3rd Street. Another change will be moving the Washington and 4th Street all-way stop to 5th Street. Traffic on 4th will have to yield to traffic on Washington. Work should be complete later in the fall. Construction is a week behind on the Northfield Fire Facility due to rains. Architect Dave Medine told the NAFRS board last week that contaminated fill was found in the pond construction area, adding that fill containing debris smaller than 3 inches can be used under parking lots and sidewalks so long as no fill is exposed to open air. If they find further contamination of chemicals, it may need to be hauled out. Chief Gary Fronick said the footings of the new addition are complete, adding,
"The underground pipe work is complete. Electrical has been stubbed in. Plumbing has been stubbed in. And they're starting to compact the put in backfill and compact the soil to bring it up to a grade where the more plumbing can be done, and then also pouring of the concrete."
The concrete floor is expected to be poured in about 2.5 weeks. And soon you'll be able to have an adult beverage as you watch a movie on the big screen in Dundas this week.
The council approved a wine license for the Cinema 10, and they're going to be serving food, which is a requirement of license to serve wine and beer.
Administrator John McCarthy, the council also approved Dawn's Corner Bar's Detour Day celebration Sunday, September 2nd. Festivities will begin earlier this year at 10 a.m. when they close Mill Street for games. And be sure to stop down Division Street in downtown Northfield for Crazy Days. It's on now through 7 o'clock tonight. Lots of activities and lots of deals. News from around the state is next.